Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I like Chad Harbin's open. Welcome into the Chad Harbin Show. Henry Lake in for Chad today. Lindsey Brown producing. Happy to be with you guys for the next 3 hours. A couple of guests over the course of the show, but some fun topics definitely here over the next 3 hours. And the first topic that I want to get into revolves around... I don't want to call it an incident, but a situation that occurred and happened to me yesterday. And it involved having a conversation with somebody that I know well. I wouldn't call it an argument or even a heated debate. I would just call it, I guess you could call it just a difference of opinion. And it revolves around Vice President J.D. Vance visiting Minnesota after the horrific shooting at Annunciation. And the, I guess, difference of opinion was the person that I was talking to felt as though J.D. Vance shouldn't have been here because he doesn't like us, you know, he's so anti-blue states and all, you know, just, and I just, I looked at them and I said, I 100% disagree with you. And you have every right to your opinion, but I'm going to give you mine because we need to be selective in our criticism with regards to people. Even when you dislike a person, a rational human being should have the moral compass to not criticize people just because. And a person has every right to not like J.D. Vance or every right to not like President Donald Trump for certain things that they do or how they kind of work through their administration. But in times like this, in horrible and horrific incidents like this, I think that we all say we want more empathy. I don't say everybody says that, but people say that we should come together in times of tragedy. We should come together in, you know, times of grieving, and we need to come together and start to figure out ways together about how we move forward. We need to heal. We hear all that stuff about healing, right? Thoughts and prayers and how to. So if that's how we should be going about our business, then how could I sit here and be upset and not want the Vice President of the United States of America to come visit Annunciation? That just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I believe in us criticizing politicians, which I do all the time. But I just don't think that this is productive to say this person shouldn't be in our midst because we dislike them and their politics. I'm not sure that I'm vibing with that. Do you disagree with that, Lindsay? And anybody out there, 651-461-9226. Because we have a right to not like people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a right to not want people in our space.
Sure.
But that's different from the standpoint of when we talk about not wanting people in our space, we're talking about specific things that you're doing to me as a person, specific things that you're doing to my family or to my community.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit different than coming and paying respect to a community that's grieving right now.
Yeah, I have no problem with him coming here. And he and whoever decides to come here that is involved with politics deserves all of the gall that the general public has to send, because we could sit here and do the healing and then the holding each other. And there's some people that need to do that right now.
Absolutely.
I'm probably going to reserve that for the peoples whose families were directly impacted by what happened.
People need that space.
Or maybe in the past and this has triggered something for you. You 100% have the right to be like, yep, I just need that time. Everybody else, there needs to be actionable intentions. And sometimes that's just anger.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's just, I'm going to go out and I'm going to hold a sign next to the same place,
yep.
You know? And so I think there's room for everybody. What I think we get caught up on is not, like you said, what are they doing to me? It's what they're not doing for us.
Yeah. For
and,
sure.
And that's where I get hung up. We've seen it too many times. And at some point, somebody's got to pick up their cement feet and start moving. And maybe that's going to be with that special legislation. I know we're about to get into that
yeah.
later on in the show here at the local level. But they didn't come here when the Hortmans were killed.
But that's a different topic, though.
I know,
that's a different topic, though, mm-hmm. in terms of how we feel about them dragging their feet. I'm talking more so about a visit. This
right.
is about a visit to a place where he's coming into an area, and he's probably amongst a lot of people, and he's probably not well-liked.
The least right? popular like, man in that county, probably.
That in particular, you have to, on a human level, respect that. Now, if you want to say, well, it's just optics and all that, whatever, man. I'm not gonna attempt to be able to be a mind reader or to see inside of his heart, because that's what, you know, because I believe in God. That's what I allow them to do, right? Is to understand and know what our intentions are as individuals. That's not for me, at least for me, to look at him and try to pinpoint and criticize. I am not going to criticize J.D. Vance for coming to Minnesota or believing in thinking that he should not even think to attempt to come here because of the politics of the world today. But I'd love to get people's assessments if you agree or disagree at 651-461-9226. Because the same way that I feel that about J.D. Vance, I think that there are other people that have dropped the ball and people that are supporters, let's say, of a particular party or a particular group, they don't keep it consistent in that way. Because one of the things, and Lindsay just kind of stole my thunder a little bit, is President Trump nor J.D. Vance came to Minnesota after Melissa Hortman and her husband were assassinated. So the energy wasn't the same there, and that was, I believe, disgraceful. You can't on one hand, I guess my point in bringing that up is, you can't on one hand give Trump and Vance a pass for not coming here, but then we go all... we're feeling so excited. We feel so supported because they came here mm-hmm. this week. Like, it should, every single time a tragedy occurs, we should get that love and get that support. 651-461-9226. Your reaction, your thoughts are next on the Chad Harmon Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the text line is fired up. You can call as well, 651-461-9226. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. Let's take a phone call from Karen. She wants to chime in on the topic. How you doing, Karen?
I am well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, good. I just want to first say my kids actually went to that school. And when I lived over south, that was our church. Mm. And regarding Vice President Vance coming, as much as I dislike the man, I think it was the right thing to do.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Yep. All right. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Karen. The text line, why didn't he come here for the Hortman funerals? I'm not upset he came. But let's be consistent. And we agree on that, like, right. 100%. Like, that's part of the point, though, too,
right,
of all of this, is the consistency across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of your political affiliation, how you identify yourself, like, if we're going to sit here and act as though we're going to be honorable human beings and we're going to do the right thing, then let's do the right damn thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's
not just some of the time, but all of the time.
And that's where there's this distinction is. And I don't want people to take what I'm about to say the wrong way. But I think it's easier for him to show up and show up to be part of our community as we mourn these dead children and all these things that have happened to their families than it was for him to show up and do the right thing for the Hortmans. And especially when you talk about the platform that he runs on with family
Planned
values.
Politics, you mean.
Right. Well, there's the politics part, but like they're going to show up for kids. At least when it suits them in this place. So we're going to put flowers down. Now, what are you going to do for us next week? What's it going to be like a month from now when the cameras are gone and that energy has started to diminish like so many other times, so many other schools, so many other families impacted? Like, at what point, JD, are you going to be the man that you claim to be politically, which is for family values, and step up and protect these kids and do something about this gun legislation.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you want to see. And so, like, this is the easy part. This is the tragic part. It's just like when you lose somebody in your family, like, everybody's there to show up the week of the funeral. They're going to call you. They're going to make sure you have meals. But then 6 weeks later, you know, 8 weeks later, when everybody else is gone and everybody thinks you should have moved on with your life, even if you just lost, like, the most important person in your whole world.
For the 952, you're a bigger person than me, Henry. Like, this man is hateful and dismissive towards anyone who disagrees with him. He has shown open contempt for people who are suffering. This was not sincerity. It was a photo op. And look, I think that a person that has that thought and feels that way has every right to feel that way. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted.
There's
now
room for all of it.
I'm not sitting here as some fan of J.D. Vance, okay? I'm not. But it's I can't sit here in this seat and say with 100% certainty that he viewed it all as a photo op. I can't. Now, it'll all come out in the wash in terms of your actions. Now, it does look like a photo op when the Hortmans were killed and nobody, and I don't even think that Donald Trump even called Governor Walz.
Did they even talk about it? Did they mention it?
So yeah, look, if you are, like myself, a person that sees those type of actions and is in your feelings about it, look, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. But we talk about being presidential, and we talk about being good humans. And if we're going to be talking about being good stewards of the community, I don't think that we always do the wrong thing. And what I mean by the wrong thing is not acknowledge when tragedy happens to people. There are times where I look, because I am a person, that I'm not going to always be nice to people that are being nasty to me. That's just not me. I'm not the turn the other cheek type of person. That's just not, I don't like playing games with people like that. But these people are supposed to be world leaders. And so with that, you know, I can't view this visit from J.D. Vance in some sort of negative light. The text line, 612, Vance showing up is insulting. He has consistently put gun industry profits ahead of safe communities. He then shows up to a community tragically impacted directly, indirectly, as a result of his insane gun policy. And then there's some words that I can't say on the...
not in this time slot, Henry.
On the radio. On
maybe
any time
in your
slot.
Natural time slot. Not this one, though.
Not these particular things. But let me be clear here, though, about this. Okay? I think that we have to be consistent about how we view, specifically because we're talking about politicians here, right? When they go down the road of trying to be supportive of individuals. Because we've had other instances where, like, specifically where families were like, no, we don't want you here. We had the wife of the slain cop, mm-hmm, that said to Tim Walz, stay away from the funeral. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That occurred. And so that's kind of like a unique situation. And I felt it was unfortunate because I didn't view Tim Walz as a person who has been mistreating cops, right? Like I just don't look at it that way.
Right.
But when you're a family that's grieving, you have every right to feel how you want to feel. I think that some people looked at it and felt it was dissing the governor, but if in their moment of grief, how
what
they
do they
felt
care about dissing the governor?
Exactly. How they felt was how they felt. They had lost their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to react a little bit differently. So I don't know. This one's an easy call for me. Like, yeah, we'll be in our feelings about this.
Expect them to show up.
We'll be in our feelings about this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I think that we have to all show some consistency, right? Consistency. We ask that for the majority of things that are happening in our lives, right? You want consistency from the people that you're in relationships with. You want consistency from the athletes that you see. You want them to play at a high level, right? You want so many things, and then the moment that you don't get the consistency, then we're going to complain, right? So I get it. I get it. I totally get it. But this is not something that I'm looking at J.D. Vance And I'm saying, yeah, I'm upset. I'm upset. Why is he here? He doesn't love us. He doesn't care about us. That's just not a take. I think that's an ill-informed take to have about maybe somebody you don't like, but it's about the moment. Mm-hmm. It's about what occurred. It isn't about what happened leading up to being elected. It isn't necessarily about all the things that have happened in society and with the current administration that they've done here so far since going back to Washington, D.C. with President Trump. It's about what occurred last week. This is a community that needs healing, and I don't think that we should be in a situation where we're trying to poo-poo and push people away regardless of their title. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, our first guest of the day from the Minnesota Star Tribune. Let's talk some Vikings. Let's talk some Lynx. Should we talk Twins? Of course we'll talk Twins. We'll talk to Michael Randball from the Minnesota Star Tribune next here on the Chad Hartman Show. All right, let's talk about some sports.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports items with Michael Rand from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He joins us now on the show. First off, Randball, how you been?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Let's get the twin stuff out of the way, okay? Because it's been a bummer since the trade deadline and all this. It's been a bummer all season long. But what do you, as an observer, as somebody that covers all the teams and all the Minnesota landscape of sports, what do you want to get from them or see from them in the final month of the year?
I mean, I think at this point it's mostly about
individual growth, especially from young hitters and young pitchers, right? Like, it's, you want to see Zebby Matthews keep doing what he did last night. You'd love to see Taj Bradley string together some good outings. You want to see maybe Pablo Lopez pitch a few times and look like he's back. Maybe see, you know, Bailey Ober's not a young pitcher necessarily anymore, but see if he can figure things out. Because if they've got any hope next year, it's probably A, if they don't trade any more guys this offseason, and B, pitching depth, and you know, who emerges as the five. And the lineup's the same thing. Like, these guys have had a little while here to establish themselves, and nobody consistently scares you. Keyshaw, I like Keyshaw. He's good. I think he's going to be a lineup mainstay, but like everybody else, even Royce Lewis, like, they're just guys. They're okay. Nobody scares you though. You know, outside of Buxton and maybe a little bit of early Keyshaw. So, I mean, the bullpen is a mess, but that's a mess of their own making. It's a mess of the trade deadline. Maybe they can sort that out, and that's not going to get better in the next month. But can some of these young players show you enough that you think, maybe 2026 isn't a total wash? Maybe 2026 is worth going out to the ballpark and supporting this team.
All right, so let me go on the other side of that, though. Let me flip it, though. Because I'm with you. Like, I love Pablo Lopez. He's one of my favorite athletes here in Minnesota. Just a really good human being and a phenomenal pitcher. But to me, you can make the case that shut him down. Why put him out there for – I mean, these are all meaningless games here at the end of the year. Let's see what some of the younger guys have. The only reason why I bring that up with Pablo is because if it was the final 2 to 3 weeks left of – the National Football League season and a team is way out of it, you're not going to put your best guys out there. If it was the NBA and you're in the final 2 or 3 weeks of the season and you're like, you're toast, you're going to be picking like one or two in the NBA draft lottery, you're not going to have your best players out there. You can make the case in Major League Baseball that in certain instances you should do that as well.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think, you know, there's a good month left in their season, and I think Pablo, being the competitor that he is, I wouldn't push him. I wouldn't push him, but if he wants to come back and, you know, pitch five times and throw five innings and just make sure he's sharp going into next year, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's
what I would do, because I'm with you. Yeah. I want to see Joe Ryan pitch. I want to see Lopez and those guys pitch. Yeah. And I think both of them are going to end up pitching in the Kansas City series this weekend.
Yes, that very well could be true. But with Joe Ryan especially, because he's starting to kind of like hint at, yeah, this, you know, there's a little bit of mental and physical fatigue, because he's never thrown this many innings. He's never, you know, he's always had some kind of thing during the season. He's had good seasons, but, you know, I think Rocco had a quote the other day just about, maybe it was after Zebby's start, where it was like, you know, until you do it, until you kind of go through that grind, you haven't done it yet. And there's something to be said for being a professional and putting forth a good effort for a full season, or in these dog days, and that kind of matters, even when the games don't matter.
I was on Fox 9 over the weekend, and I was asked the question of the way that Byron Buxton has been so good this year. Is this the floor for Byron Buxton? And I was like, absolutely not. I can't say the floor. Like, I'm not saying that there's not another level, or maybe he can't unlock something else to take him to a higher level. But I don't think that this is the floor. Like, this is some of the best that we've ever seen him be.
I mean, it's closer to the ceiling than the floor.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing at a super high level. He's been as healthy as he's been really in any year since 2017, maybe. I mean, there's only been one year that he's been over 500 plate appearances before this season. I mean, he's finally had a year where he's been mostly healthy and productive. Those have not overlapped for this stretch of time. So, I mean, for a guy who's, what, 31, 32 now? I can't remember exactly how old he is.
But I think he's 31.
We're not talking about a guy who's necessarily on the ascending arc. Now, he gives you hope that he could maybe have more seasons like this when he does it once, but I don't think it's going to get much better than this.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you on that. We're talking to Ramball, Michael Ram from the Minnesota Star Tribune, here on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is the Chad Hartman Show. Henry Lake in for Chad. And yes, he is 31. He will turn 32 on December the 18th.
All right, so let's go from talking about a team that has struggled all year to a team that's excelled all year, and that's the Minnesota Lynx.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know that we've got Thursday night football. The NFL kicks off tonight, and we'll get to the NFL here to close it out. But, man, this is one heck of a matchup because the Las Vegas Aces, who we've owned, by the way, we have owned them, they are playing their best basketball of the season. They have won 12 consecutive games. We're going into their house. Asia Wilson is quietly making a strong case as the MVP. And I think it got close just because Fee missed so many games.
Right.
But what do you make of tonight? To me, this is a big-time matchup. This is one of the bigger items in sports this weekend.
I agree. I think, you know, it loses some of its momentum just because the Lynx have clinched everything. They're the number one seed no matter what. But they want to put their best foot forward here. They want to go in and win because as much as we've talked about Lynx Liberty finals rematch, it could be Lynx Aces. It could, you know, they could, if they play the Liberty, it could be in the semifinals with the way the seeding is going right now, or the way the things look right now. I think a dream scenario for them would be that it winds up Liberty and Aces are the 2-3 and one of them knocks the other one out in the semifinals. But I think it's important. I think you're right. I mean, like I said, it's not for positioning for them, but if you want to leave an impression in case you play these guys when it means something a lot more, this is your opportunity.
All right, I got a take for you, and I hope you're sitting down because I don't want you to fall out your seat.
I am sitting down. Thank
but,
you.
But this is and I'm not trolling anybody. I mean this in the bottom of my heart. Right now, in the entire world of all the sports, I look at Paige Beckers, and I think that she is one of the top, maybe 5 to 10, most efficient players in sports. She is one of the most efficient basketball players that you'll ever watch. Like, there's no wasted dribbles. I mean, she gets up great shots. Like, I just marvel at her, Mike. I'm telling you, man, I love watching her play.
And she's always been like that, right? Like, it's not a surprise if you've watched her for all these years, but that she's doing it at this level now, that she can still be that kind of player playing against the best women in the entire world now instead of, you know, a lot of really good players in college and good players in high school. Like, she's now playing against the very best of the very best every night and still looks that smooth, still makes it look that easy. Because you're right, there is no wasted movement. There is all that efficiency. There is always making the right play, which sounds simple, which almost sounds like boring, like a game manager quarterback. But that's not what she is. She is efficient in a way that is excellent.
Yeah, she is just – she's truly remarkable. All right, so, well, you know, by the time that I get back – next week, because I have a few days off here for bereavement, the Minnesota Vikings would have played a National Football League game one against the Chicago Bears. I'm kind of struggling with trying to figure out what are reasonable expectations for the Vikings. And it got more complicated, Ramball, with the Micah Parsons trade. Because that has elevated Green Bay. I think that this division from top to bottom is going to be tough. What kind of expectations do you have for the Vikings? Because when I look at them, I think that JJ, I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed. I think that he will be fine, but you don't know until you actually see it. I think that the defense and Brian Flores, I trust. KLC, I always trust him. But the division is going to be really hard.
Yeah, I think it's such an interesting team this year because I don't think you can look at the roster top to bottom and not honestly say this team has more talent even than last year's team that won 14 games. I mean, look at all they did to bolster the offensive line, to perk up the running game with Jordan Mason, to add Adam Thielen late, everything they did on defense to beef up the interior of the line, all the guys they already had on defense. I mean, they might have the best front seven in the entire NFL. Like, that's how good they are on the front seven. Now, the back four is a little bit different, but the front seven is going to be a force to be reckoned with. So you think of all that, you're like, man, they won 14 games. Let's go. And then you look, well, okay, the schedule is really hard because, the NFC North is probably even harder than it was last year when it was a beast already. You've swapped out the AFC North for the AFC South in terms of the cross-conference division that you will play. You've got to play the Eagles. You got to play, you know, you got to play a good schedule, especially that middle of the schedule, like week 7 through 10. You were 8-1 in one score games last season. You're probably not going to do that again this season. You had the most turnovers, most takeaways in the league last year. You're probably not going to do that, even if you can say coaching, it matters in both those things, but it, you know, there's like a regression to expect. So it's like, it's all these factors. Like, they're a better team, but they probably can't sustain what they did last year. So I picked them to go 10-7. I think that's reasonable. Mm. That's what I think they are this year.
10 wins. How many wins did you give the Gophers?
I like the Gophers. I mean, they're
wait. I mean, you like the Gopher football team?
Yeah, I do.
Like them as in what? Like going to a bowl game?
Oh, yeah, easily. I like them to win 7 or 8 at least this year. I like them a lot. They're good.
The over... Slow down. Wait, what game were you watching last week? Did you watch the game last week?
Yeah, they were, you know...
That was... against Buffalo, you thought they were good?
I did. Buffalo's not a bad team. Buffalo's a good opener.
That was not a fun game to watch. That was actually... No. That was brutal to watch, to be honest with you.
It wasn't a fun game to watch, but they from the first minute of that game, they looked like a team that was ready to play. I don't. The 23-10, that's a score you can take or leave. They probably could have. They left 14 points on the board. So, you know, whatever you want to make of the score. I love the quarterback. I think they got a lot of guys on the defensive line. I think they're at least a 7-win team this year.
This is the thing. When I did my research leading up to that game, it played out exactly with the research that I saw, that the Gophers could be offensively challenged. They said that matchup itself was going to be a defensive struggle for, because both defenses were going to be pretty good. The over-under on the game, I think, might have been like 44, something like that. And this betting site said, take the under. And it was way under, as we see. So I guess what I'm saying is, and I'm not trying to throw cold water on Gopher football after they, started 1-0. I got to see a lot more, man, because – once they get into Big Ten play, I'm not sure they're going to rack up a bunch of W's based on what I saw last week.
I don't know. I was fine with it. It was not perfect, but Lindsey looked the part. They got the running game. They got the defensive line. They made some mistakes, but I don't think they were mistakes of preparation. There were a few mistakes of execution. I think they're going to be pretty good, and I think the Vikings are a 10-win team.
All right. Hey, Ramball, I appreciate your time, my man. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Michael Rand, Minnesota Star Tribune, joining us here on the Chad Hartman Show. We will take a break. We will come back, and I need to hear about what the heck happened with Lindsey Brown earlier this morning. Almost had a major mishap. We'll get into that next here on the Chad Hartman Show. It's the Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to protect your home with durable GAF asphalt shingles. Installation labor 75% off through September the 30th. All right, so Lindsey Brown almost had a major mishap earlier today.
Big whoopsie.
All right, so tell me what mishap was this that you're a part of?
I almost started my house on fire before 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, that would not be good.
It was a little bit much.
Okay.
It was a little bit much of me a little bit early. And we are supposed to have some work done on our HVAC system. There's been things here. There was work on the foundation of the house in order to get to the foundation and make sure that's all squared away. You got to go through the HVAC. And so that's been sitting kind of idle for a few weeks because people got schedules. People got to bring their kids to the fair. I get it. You're not at my beckoning call, you know. So to help mitigate an awful air conditioning bill we got in July, which was over $300, because the HVAC was just blow everywhere, no direction. Mm-hmm. We created direction by Sarah's dad, of cardboard HVAC, just for now. Can't turn the heat on, though, Henry, when we have the cardboard. Now, that was weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning freezing. Ooh. Freezing. So I walked out. It's like 62 degrees in my house. I'm like, I need to pump this up. Turned on the heat. Thank goodness we walked in the back later on in the morning, maybe like an hour and a half. It's just like, it's really warm in here. I go, yeah, I turned the heat on because I was chilly. She goes, you did what? I almost burned the house down. She said the cardboard was very hot when she got to it.
All right, so was that the first time that you've ever had something of that magnitude happen?
No.
Like in terms of like almost making a major mishap?
No, I did almost take myself off the map on accident. In 2019, when I was trying to attempt to clean my bathroom, it doesn't happen very often, but I tried to mix, I believe it was bleach and vinegar. You're not supposed to do that, Henry. And I was just scrubbing away and it started to smell funny. And then something told me in the back of my brain that there's some chemicals you're not supposed to mix together. They can kill you. And I quickly looked it up and guess what two chemicals they were? The ones I was mixing.
That's not good.
Yep. It was like weeks before I moved to Las Vegas. It could have been all over.
651-461-9226. Anybody out there have a major mishap or almost crazy accident, that situation at home that you were involved in? Please text the show.
Please make me feel better.
Please text the show because Lindsay, she wants to know. She wants to know. She wants to feel that she's not alone in this.
I'm trying, Henry. I'm really trying to be domesticated. If you could guess, it wasn't exactly the top of my list of lessons when I was growing up. I did go to Manor School, but it wasn't because of me. It was because of my cousin. But I had to go every Saturday. But it's just a lot of work. And even when you try to do well, you almost kill yourself, honey.
All right, so immediately after turning off the heat,
yep.
Did you go sit in timeout?
No, I did take a 20-minute after the gaseous one, though. But this one, I just kind of put my hands under my armpits like Mary Catherine Gallagher. And instead of taking them out and smelling them like this, I just kind of sat. And I was just, let's just have a quiet moment, feel the shame, because we can't have it happen again. You have to feel it, Henry.
Well, first off,
that's how accountability works.
Don't take this the wrong way, but it's too early to be putting the heat on. Like, what are you doing?
When I woke up,
what? I was 62.
My body was chattering, trying to create heat so I didn't go into hyperthermia.
62, and you're talking about putting the heat on right now?
I was under my weighted blanket all night.
September the 4th.
I know. It just dropped out. The bottom just dropped out.
I'm just saying. Suck it up.
I could wear more clothes.
You're a hockey player.
I know. I have Raynaud's, though. My circulation isn't great. I'm going to lose
you
some toes.
You are a hockey
someday.
Player.
I know.
How dare
it's all
you?
It's all a mentality, but I don't have that at 6 in the morning to be like, yes, I'm ready to take on the winter.
You're definitely at your crib. You're not getting the Grand Casino endorsement at any point.
Nope. Too bad they got moved away from the X. I could have really used that energy. Oh. It's all about timing, people, and it hasn't been good.
My goodness. All right, well, coming up here to kick off the second hour of the Chad Hartman Show, I got a story that is pretty remarkable. A family ends up kind of getting fractured, and they're blaming the grandmother. And me and Lindsay actually are on opposing sides of this story. And we're trying to figure out, was the grandmother out of line? Wait till you hear the story coming up next year on the Chad Hartman Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.